Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. We have shorter garden hours now due to the shorter days of the fall season. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations, then take a mask and get out into the garden. As we start into the garden, we can see that even though fall is definitely in the air, so too are the butterflies and hummingbirds. Heading into the children's garden, you can see many plants that will bloom through the summer and fall that attract hummingbirds and butterflies, like the Inca Queen. This beautiful and symmetrical bush is about 2 feet tall and 4 feet wide. The flowers are a sharp scarlet with the foliage of gray-green. This plant needs little care and it will bloom nearly year-round, but it's good enough to drop the spent blooms on its own, so only fresh blooms and the coming buds are there to attract the eye. Just around to one side of the Inca Queen is the giant salvia, and a giant it is. The giant salvia can grow to more than 6 feet tall and is another plant that will bloom nearly year-round. If it's planted with other smaller salvias, as it is here with the black and blue salvia just next to it, you can get a family of plants in various colors and sizes in your garden. If you follow the walkway to the back of the children's garden, you'll find a lovely wall-sized hedge of Clarodendron jugendens, a lovely bush commonly known as blue butterfly bush. The name comes from both the shape of the flowers and the fact that they attract clouds of butterflies. The flowers are four petals of a light blue and then a lip of a darker blue that is itself reminiscent of a butterfly shape. This plant is not only drought resistant, but also frost resistant, and with just a minimal amount of pruning, it will bloom in almost every season. Just at the back exit to the garden, next to the blue butterfly bush, is a very pretty evergreen plant, helping to provide the back wall to the children's garden. It is the flowering maple. Though it's not really a maple at all, but part of the mallow family, it is named maple because its leaves resemble maple leaves. The hedge will flower from late spring through fall in a lovely soft tangerine color. The flowering maple is used in many places in the garden, and the flowers range from red through all shades of orange, pink, and into yellow. Leaving the children's garden by the back gate will take you to the main walkway toward the formal rose garden to your right. If you turn right, you'll head towards Tram Road. At the corner of Tram Road is a wonderful dahlia called Mystic Spirit. These beautiful mid-sized dahlia bushes have been heavily blooming for months and don't appear to be wearing out anytime soon. The yellow-orange flowers are a lovely counterpoint to the purple spires of the Mexican bush sage just behind them. If you walk along Tram Road to your right, you can take the first path past the rose garden to your left to see the white angel trumpet plants that are blooming. There is one along the path and two more around the amphitheater stage. The white angel trumpet is a semi-evergreen tropical shrub that blooms from spring through fall in rushes every 6 or 8 weeks. Many of the blooms are double ruffles, but they're not particularly fragrant during the day. The fragrance is strongest in the evening when it's used to attract night flying pollinators. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.